Substance use can have a lot of negative effects on a person's life, and several studies are finding that when a person begins using drugs or alcohol at an early age, like 14, the risk is even greater. Now, studying male twins who were in the military during the Vietnam era, Washington University researchers have found that one negative effect of alcohol and drug use is that it makes it less likely a person will earn a college degree. Lead author Julia Grant looked at data from more than 6,000 twins and found a connection between those who drank, smoked, and used drugs and not completing college.
And we used a 16 years of education cutoff because that roughly approximates to the completion of an undergraduate degree. We wanted to take it to additional educational attainment beyond simply high school completion. The association may be different in people who haven't graduated from high school.
Grant says that by studying twins, the researchers were able to control for many of the other genetic and environmental factors that might influence education and substance use.
Twin pairs are really useful for examining constructs like substance use and educational attainment because by having twins that are identical as well as twins that are fraternal, we can actually try to assess the extent to which a given behavior is influenced by genetic factors and the extent to which it's influenced by family environmental factors. And we can tease those factors apart using twins.
She says it's also important that the twins were veterans because the GI Bill's benefits make it less likely that a veteran can't afford to go to college. She says it's important that the men were a little bit older when surveyed, too. That made it less likely that those who hadn't finished a degree would be going back to school eventually. Grant says there was a definite relationship between substance use and lower educational attainment, but she says it's not clear that there's a cause and effect relationship between the two.
There was still an association between those factors. That said, there's still the caveat that there are a lot of other factors that we were not able to control for that might and also probably are contributing to this association.
And Grant says the findings point out that it's important for society to do its best to try to keep young people away from alcohol, cigarettes, and illegal drugs.
Particularly the early substance use is likely to have very long-term effects on educational attainment, but other lifetime milestones as well. And I think that the take-home message is that we need to continue our public health efforts to reduce, ideally eliminate, underage drinking, smoking, and use of drugs.
Grant and her colleagues report their findings in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. I'm Jim Dryden.